First of all, I have a great warning. Please do not take this talk too serious. There's some part of entertainment included, but nevertheless, it was a very interesting project for me. Most childs, also some older childs as I am, dream that they won't build a robot. And I tried one from a TV that which was a monster machine which did fight, but I gave up the plan to build this because I had only 2 weeks until to this talk, so I created a downsized version. And I have it here. This is not so. And the next problem is that this thing has his own will and his own senses, and it does not always what I want. So it's better I will give it down, because if it moves, it couldn't be destroyed. So you may see it here. So, let me jump again. Large one. Full screens. Okay. So. Too much full screen. So, now the components I got into my office and searched in some old boxes what's here around, what's lying around, and I found a Raspberry Pi from year 2012. The version Pi 1B, one of the first models, and a camera module which was sold at that time. Then I found, no, I ordered two stepper motors, because you have to some driving objects which make the machine moving, and a stepper motor has a very interesting philosophy. You give only a signal for one step, and this step is always has always the same size, the same depth, the same length. So if you go 100 steps into one direction, you can reverse the direction, and you are at the same place. So if you don't see it, if it goes out, and if it goes around the a door and I can see it, then I can say it to him, come back, and it will repeat the steps in the reverse order and will be back here. So, and of course it should work with any physical connection. Therefore I used an inexpensive power pack, and all parts you can buy if you make a special development. This was done by me with 3D printing. How can we communicate with that tool? Everywhere then a wireless network exists. So this tool had no wireless online, but there are inexpensive USB WLAN modules, so I plugged it in and it worked from the beginning. In newer Raspberry Pis, also they have a wireless LAN, Bluetooth, and so on. Thank you. The control network is a normal UCP connection, as it is supported in DCL, and DCL software is used for controlling the whole machine. Images and photos can be managed or transferred via a VLC client, which is a widely used video software. And the control network, how to manage it, how to start, how to give controls, is a simple log on to the machine via SSH. And then you have a command line tool where you can say, go forward, go backward. Oh, yes. 15 minutes or very few. So here's the overview of the Raspberry Pi. In that time, it was not even analog video output. It is from 2012. A camera module was sold from the beginning on. A short overview. It is a 22-bit architecture with 700 megahertz, one core, a single core, absolutely sufficient for controlling this tool. Okay. These are the steppers, the stepper motors. A short explanation how it works. There are four magnets around ordered, and only one magnet gets a signal or none, and the rotor is rotated to that. So four signals, we need four signal lines because we have four steps to make one rotation. So, and for the power, it was an inexpensive power bank, which is used in many things. It has a USB, an old USB plug, and can directly be used as power station. So these are only a few parts have been constructed by myself and built by myself. This is the basic body, the body in white. The two plugs which hold the battery, distance tubes, and then the camera holder, and the two wheels. So not very much to do, and that's all. Now we can also talk about the controlling. As I told, we have four signals, and the Raspberry Pi has in-out pins, as most controllers, and so we need four pins for each for each of the two wheels in that case. There's not much to tell about that. The pins are called general purpose in output, and simple jumper cables can be used to connect the Raspberry Pi with a motor. In this special case, there was a driver chip which created the the power for the movement. So how is the software? This is the DCL part. How is the software controlled? These GPIO chips have on the Raspberry a pseudo file system. These are no physical, these are logical files, but they behave like any other file. You can write some value to this to a specific board, and this value triggers the current on the output pin. So you can directly control the hardware. So as the 15 minutes are away, we shouldn't take more time for that. So And yes, I told it already, with SSL, we connect us to the machine. There is command called ULNA and so on. With these commands, you can define step sequences. If you want to go in a special direction, a special distance, you give, for example, for the left wheel 100 steps and for the right 100 steps. And it will move forward. For rotation, it's very simple. You can specify one wheel forward some steps and one wheel backward steps, and it will rotate on place, so it would not use much place for it. Here's the command line description, the usage of the control command, and typically that you define step sequences, and these step sequences can also be stored in an TCL array, so you have some sort of a macro mechanism. So you call a step sequence by name. So what about if we could move it into one direction for a larger amount? No. It's my personal wireless network. Yes, and finally, I wanted to make an intelligence test. Yeah, we can try it. For example, if I ask him, is this audience great? What will he do?
Jump.
Not, maybe.
Bite.
No.
Dance.
No, it's not sufficient. Ah, he doesn't want to work with me. He wants to go home. Oh, I understand. Yeah, that's all. Then thank you for your attention. And thank you to my colleague, Manfred Rosenberger, which controlled the robot on the behind.
Yeah, questions, please?
Regarding the controlling mechanism, we can discuss this out at the coffee break.
Have you considered using a wireless device on the robot itself, so that it itself becomes an access point, and you don't need an external access point for it? For example, one of these cheap ESP.
Yeah. I've tried it. But I didn't manage it. It didn't work in my case. But I did not invest much time. Newer Raspberries do have wireless on board.
That is also capable of being an access point.
I think so.
Is it comparable to Arduino, or it just work on Raspberry?
Raspberry.
Only?
Yep. This old version has 26 GPIO pins. Newer versions have 40 GPIO pins, and around, I think, 26 can be used without any restrictions, Thumb are reserved for some functionality.
I mean, I think the TTL interpreter is the lesser problem, but also the interface of using the virtual file system just to
turn it on. In Arduino, you could call them more directly. You don't
exactly, but it's for the difference to us. Okay, thank you very much.